Hello.
Am I speaking with Melisha?
No, you're not.
Okay, in that case, perhaps I can speak to you, ma'am. I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. I know it's a still long way off. What are the chances that you will vote in November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you not vote?
I definitely vote.
Definitely will vote. Thank you so much. And for the statistical purposes, what is your age, please?
66.
66. Thank you. Let me enter that info. Thank you so much. And just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Black.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential election on November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote. 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number in between 0 and 10.
10.
10, thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, independent, or something else?
A Democrat.
Democrat? And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not so strong Democrat?
A strong Democrat.
A strong Democrat. That's very well. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm satisfied.
Would that be very dissatisfied or just dissatisfied?
I'm satisfied, very satisfied.
Oh, very satisfied. Very well. Thank you, ma'am. I'm sorry about that. I misheard you. Which of the following issues are most important to you in next year's congressional elections? You can choose your top two issues. And the ones mentioned here are immigration and border security, crime and violence, protecting our democracy and freedoms, climate change and environmental issues, criminal justice reforms that stops racial profiling, and holds bad cops accountable, healthcare costs, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, improving K-12 public school education, gun regulation and reform, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, and inflation and the economy. So which one are your top two issues?
Protecting our democracy.
Okay.
And racial violence.
Let me see, where is that? Lowering, protecting democracy. Standing up and fighting against racial discrimination. Would that be the one?
Yes, that's the one.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove the job being done by the United States Supreme Court?
Disapprove.
And would that be a strongly disapprove or just somewhat disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Strongly, thank you. Generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, is staying about the same, or getting worse?
Staying about the same.
Staying about the same, okay. Thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse.
Getting worse, thank you. And how often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Not often.
Not often, thank you, ma'am. And how often would you say you experience discrimination based on your sexual identity or preference in your everyday life? Would you say very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Not at all.
Not at all. Thank you, ma'am. Would you say you have more rights, the same rights, or fewer rights than other people in this country?
Same rights.
Same rights. Thank you. I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable. 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending how you feel. Hey, if you have no opinion or never heard of the person or organization, please say so. The first one is the Republican Party. How do you feel about them from 0 to 100?
Zero.
Zero, okay. Next one is a gentleman by the name of Tim Scott.
Never heard of him.
Never heard of him. Very well. The National Rifle Association, or NRA.
One,
okay. How do you feel about Joe Biden?
A 99,
very well. Next one is an organization, Black Lives Matter. How do you feel about them?
99,
thank you. Next one is another gentleman, Cornel West. How do you feel about him?
Cornel West?
Yes.
Probably about 40.
40, very well. Next one is another organization, the Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights.
99,
very well. Almost done here with this particular line of questioning. And the last one is Donald Trump. How do you feel about Mr. Trump?
Zero.
Zero. Okay, let's move on quickly. I know it's a still long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent, Cornel West, Democrat Joe Biden, and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Cornel West, Joe Biden, or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Biden, okay. Thank you, ma'am. How worried are you about the rise of white supremacy in America today? Would you say you are very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, or not worried at all?
Very worried.
Very worried? Okay. I'd like to read you some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with this statement. The first one says, artificial intelligence is a threat to jobs. We can't afford right now. Would you agree or disagree with that statement?
I agree.
And would you agree strongly or somewhat agree, ma'am?
Agree strongly.
Strongly, very well. Remember, the options are always strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree on the other side. Next statement says, America's diversity makes it stronger. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly agree or somewhat?
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. The government should do more to lessen income inequality in society. Agree or disagree?
The government should do more to what?
To lessen income inequality in society.
Does somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree, thank you. Next one is racism against black people is a big problem in today's society.
Strongly agree.
Strongly, very well.
Yeah.
The government must do more to protect the civil and human rights of black Americans.
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Mm-hmm. Abortion access should be a legally protected right in this country.
Strongly agree.
Strongly, very well.
Mm-hmm.
Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society.
I disagree.
Would that be somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Somewhat. Thank you, ma'am. Let's move on. I'm going to read you two statements some people have made. Please tell me which you agree with more. The first statement is statement A says, parents should have a direct say on the education of their children receive, including the books they have access to. Parents have the right to use their own belief to limit the books our school's libraries can carry. That's statement A. Statement B says, Our school must teach multiple points of view, and banning books both limits children's access to new ideas and marginalizes people whose history is often ignored in our schools, such as Black and LGBTQ+. Which statement do you agree with more, A or B?
B.
And would you say you agree strongly with B or just somewhat agree?
I strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Thank you, ma'am. Moving on quickly. Let me see where we are. Almost
How
done.
How many more do you got to do?
Almost done. Almost done, ma'am. I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are important for our democracy to survive. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means you think it's extremely important, 5 minutes is somewhat important, and 0 means you don't think it's important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Okay, police that treat everyone the same. How important do you think is that for democracy to survive from 0 to 10?
10.
Immigration to this country, how important is that for democracy?
7.
Freedom to protest the police or government?
10,
okay. Ensuring that everyone has equal access to voting?
10.
Equal economic opportunities for all?
10.
The right to bear arms. How important is that for democracy to survive?
6.
6, okay, let's go back here. And a commitment to Christian ideals.
A commitment to Christian ideals?
Ideals, yes, ideals.
I say 6.
6, all right. Okay, after this, we'll be wrapping things up pretty quickly. I'm going to read you some statements people have made and how we can make improvement to the country. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means you somewhat agree with the statement, 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. First statement says, America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. While your own rights may not be at risk yet, this is a slippery slope. If we don't stand up now, then eventually all of us will have less freedom and less power to change things than our parents. How much do you agree with that statement from 0 to 10?
10.
10, okay. Every child in America should have what prepares them for a better future. But sadly, this is not the case for many lower-income and minority students. We must remove barriers so that all students feel safe, have resources, and can access affordable higher education that can bridge the gap for communities that feel left behind. How much do you agree with the second statement?
10.
10, very well. Let's start wrapping things up. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinion change. Let me ask you now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential election in November on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means you're not at all motivated. 10 means you're extremely motivated. Very well. Listen.
10.
10. Switching gears a bit now. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Bachelor's degree.
Bachelor's, thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Am I what?
Married, unmarried, with a partner, single, separated, or divorced, or widow?
Unmarried with a partner.
Unmarried with a partner. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
Yes, you do.
Grandchildren.
Okay. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Moderate.
Moderate, thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Every week. Okay. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural area?
Suburban.
Suburban, thank you. Last question. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community? Yes or no?
No.
No. Okay, this concludes our service. Thank you so much for your participation and your valuable time. I hope you have a wonderful day, ma'am. Thank you so much.
Okay. Mm-hmm, bye.